This is an All Ears English podcast, episode 1998. Missed the joke? What to say in English?
Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Do you sometimes end up at parties where people are telling jokes in English and you don't get them? Today, get vocabulary and our tips on how to navigate this situation so that you can come out of the party feeling confident and connected. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
It's going great, Michelle. What's going on in your world today? What's happening?
Oh, I don't know. I feel like I've been watching a lot of really good fun stuff, funny shows. I've been watching Ted Lasso. Do you watch Ted Lasso?
Oh, you're a big fan of that. I remember you talked about it. Is that still on? That's so funny.
Yeah, the new season just came out, so I'm enjoying that. Mm. So I really like that show. So today we're going to be talking about, you know, understanding jokes because we have a great listener question. Lindsay, do you ever not get the joke? You're not sure what to do?
Oh, yeah. It happens a little bit for me. I get embarrassed when I don't get the joke. I try to hide. I feel like, what's wrong with me? Why didn't I get it? Yeah. What about you, Michelle?
Do you like just kind of giggle along, or do you act like you get it?
I usually just giggle along. I mean, yeah. I don't want to be the one who's like, I don't get it.
Right. So exactly. But then it's like awkward if it's something that you aren't supposed to understand and the other people mm-hmm. know that. You know what I mean? Like if it was like something from
that's
their childhood and
too.
You're just kind of laughing. Yeah.
right. For sure. Well, my problem is, you know, when people use a lot of references, like media references, I'll miss that. Right. Because I'm not always up to date on all the TV shows.
Yeah. So it can be uncomfortable. So today we're going to answer a listener question about this. This is a really great question, a really important skill to have.
Yes, absolutely. Especially in another language, right? In your second, third, fourth language, English. It can be double trouble, especially stressful, right? Because is it the language that causes us to not understand? Is it just the joke? Right. So I'm going to go ahead and read the listener question here. Okay. Are you ready? All right. Mm-hmm. So listener says, hello, Lindsay, Michelle, Jessica, and Aubrey. My name is Asami, and I've been a listener of All Ears English for 5 years.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. That is
amazing.
Thank
you. Thanks for listening.
That's totally awesome, Michelle. It's totally awesome. Thank you, Asami. I recently listened to episode 1892, which is about why English inside jokes can build or break the connection. I could relate to it in a lot of ways. When I was in Canada,
I had an opportunity to hang out with local people. But then I often found myself feeling excluded because they were talking about inside jokes and laughing. Yeah. Since there were so many of these jokes and I didn't want to kill their fun, I didn't ask anything and I fake laughed, right? We've all done that, right?
Yes.
It would be great if you could make an episode about what I could do or say in this situation where I'm the one who doesn't understand the content of the joke. Mm-hmm. Love you guys. Thank you, Asami. Oh, what an awesome lifetime listener. That's amazing.
I know. I love it. And yeah, I know. I think we can all identify with Asami. And even if it isn't a language thing, I think, yeah, like, just so you know, Asami, you're not alone.
Oh, yeah.
I've been there. Lindsay's been there. It's not, I mean, certainly it's the language thing is one aspect, but there are also just times when you don't get the joke. I mean, you know, do you ever hang out with, a group of friends? Maybe they know each other from a certain situation and they start making jokes about that. And then you don't want to ruin the fun because it's fun for them, but you have no idea what they're talking about. So
it's very awkward.
We've all been there.
It's very awkward. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I think once I remember being at a party because Boston is a place where a lot of times people, you do find groups hanging out with people from high school, right? That they never left Boston. They're still connected to their high school crowd. I found myself at a birthday party that turned out to be everyone that went to high school together. And I was bored. And as soon as the yearbook came out, I went home. I was like, I'm going home. They're breaking up the yearbook. This is not where I belong.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's the minority situation, right? Most of the time, you don't want to have to go home. You want to do something here, right? So what can we do, Michelle? What can we do?
Right. Well, guys, so listen to that episode. Asami was referring to episode 1892, just once more, with why English inside jokes can build or break the connection. So listen to that one. And as well, we have episode 1545, which is how to understand a fast and funny story in English. So that's another good one. And yeah, Lindsay, we want to remind our listeners that today's episode is on YouTube. So you can go over and watch us on YouTube. I'm making a funny face right now.
And you'll never see it if you're not on YouTube.
That's right.
It's true. Sometimes YouTube is a fun place to check out our episodes. Guys, if you're more of a YouTube person, consume Allers English on YouTube. All of our episodes are on there and most of them are now on video. Okay. That's so check it out. Go to YouTube, type in All Ears English.
That is right. All right. So, Lindsay, so what if people are talking and you don't get the joke? So what can you do? So, we're going to talk about two basic things here. I think the first thing is you decide if you want to put the effort in. Is it something that, if it's something from their childhood, something that they all know about, I'm not sure that it's worth putting in the effort, although it might be. But if it's something maybe culturally or just with language that you understand, maybe you say, okay, I do. I just want to be honest. You know, it really depends. Yeah. You have to make that decision. Do you want to take a second? And if they're really going on about something, just go to the bathroom at that moment? Or do you want to admit that you don't understand and that you would like to?
Exactly. There's a calculation that has to happen for all of us here in this moment. You know, how important are these people in your life? Like, are you just at a party, just passing, maybe not going to connect with anyone after? Then, maybe it doesn't matter. But if these people are going to be, maybe you're meeting the friends of your fiance, for example.
Right.
And this is a core, they all went to school together or they all work together. It's very important. You're going to hear this come up again and again. Maybe not at this moment, but there will be a time, one of these parties, where you want to try to start to understand some context of their history together.
Yes. Yeah. So that's a really good point, Lindsay. So really decide, make this decision. Is it worth it? Do you want to put this effort in? And if the second step is if the answer is yes, time to say something. And that's what we're going to be working on. And, if it's not worth it though, you can always, if everybody's laughing, you can always just make a joke like, I don't get it, but okay. You can just make a joke like that, or you can just ignore it.
Yeah. Or you can always, I'm envisioning a party context where there's multiple groups standing around and talking. So you could always just move to another group, not in an offensive way, just kind of, you know, people are always moving in and out. But if it's just one of those parties where it's maybe 10 people, everyone's in a big circle together, that becomes a little harder to move out of the group. Right? Yeah, yeah, for sure. Okay.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, Michelle. So if the answer is yes, and we do want to engage, what can we say? Let's get some language going here.
All right. So here we go. You can just be honest, be direct. I don't get the joke. Can you explain it to me?
Yeah, for sure. I think it's good to be honest. You know, it endears you to people. They want to help you. They might like sit next to you and kind of help you out, kind of be your translator, not literally your translator, but your cultural translator, in a sense of these people have a culture and you've just heard an inside joke and you need the reference that they were college roommates, right?
Right. Or maybe it's a TV show they're talking about. Maybe they're talking about the latest episode of Ted Lasso. And then, you know, you're like, oh, I want to hear, you know.
Yeah.
Or what's something else you could say?
Okay. Wait, what do you mean by that? I'm trying to understand jokes more in conversations. Let me know.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, there's something disarming and confidence building for you when you say, I'm working on this. This is a goal of mine. Right.
Right. Exactly. So if it is, you know, a language situation, you know, or just like a show, you know, just say like, you know, I'm trying to understand more. I'm trying to learn.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I would say use your judgment. Do it once or twice. Let's say if there's 10 things that are said, 10 jokes that you don't understand, do this once or twice, not for every single joke.
No, right. That's a very good point. You know, that's a very good point. Really choose the things that you find the most interesting. And also because otherwise it's overwhelming to the people and it's also overwhelming to you. Like, you don't want to have like 10 new jokes that you have to figure out. Like,
Right. And you want to have that connection. You want to be invited back. So it's about making good choices here, I think. And then, you know, using your other connection skills, guys, to start other conversations. Maybe the whole group is telling a joke or telling a story, but then maybe you strike up a conversation on the side with someone next to you.
Or, you know, or just tell them, you know, like, hey, you mind like explaining that joke to me I heard earlier? You know, use that as an opportunity. Maybe it's just an extra nice person who would take a second with you.
Sure. I love it. And what would be the next one? Something else here.
Okay. So this is about like references. So if somebody's like making a joke and you can kind of tell if it might be from something, they're quoting things and laughing or they might say, oh, and that was so funny on that show. You might say, is that from is that from a movie? Is that from a TV show? Is that from a song? Right? Just like ask what that's from.
I know. This is where I tend to get into trouble, not getting those references, like I said before. And then if it's a matter of maybe they're just saying it quickly and you could get it because maybe you have the cultural knowledge, can you slow down a bit? I want to understand the joke. Okay. Mm-hmm. And again, be selective with this, right? Maybe once in an evening, not every time.
Yeah. Not every time. Just focus on the connection. If you don't understand it, don't get too upset. You know, you could even, if it seems like a reference, you could even write it down and look it up. Like, you could give it a try. You never know.
Yeah, for sure. I love that. So should we do a role play here? Do we have something we can do?
Yes, we do. We do. It's a little tricky to do because it's just the two of us. Yeah. But I tried to write it in a way so we could give it a try.
Okay.
So, all right. Here. So when you start out, Lindsay, you're talking to another friend.
Okay. All right. Oh, that's so funny. How you doing?
Is that from a movie?
Oh, no. It's from a TV show. It's from Friends.
Oh, I need to watch that more.
Oh, Michelle, you would never say that about Friends.
Except Lindsay, you got to say, how you doing?
Oh, I didn't do the Joey Tribbiani thing. Oh, no.
Sorry, it's okay.
I should have given you that. You should have had that role.
I'm sorry.
How you doing? Yeah.
How you doing? Yeah. So yeah, if it's just like a joke and everybody's laughing, you could say, oh, is that from a movie? You know, just ask. And
yes, yeah. I love that. And, I love that.
And that can bring about connection more, actually, that like, you know, if they say the TV show and then you could say, oh, I want to watch that more, like, and yeah. then, you know, they might get excited and talk to you about it. So it might bring up other conversations. It might be helpful.
Yeah. So I think that the key here is there's two like inside joke scenarios. When people have shared experiences, that's a lot harder to get into. And that might be where we step back and we try to start side conversations or drive the conversation somewhere else. But when it's a cultural reference, that's an opportunity. We should be trying to consume as much as we can. Right? Reading, writing, you know, reading books, reading novels, reading the newspaper, watching popular series. So we have the capability of getting in there with that kind of thing.
Right.
You can't be someone's college roommate, right? You can't go back.
True. So let's do another role play. So here we go. This is kind of that scenario Lindsay's talking about. So, okay. So when we start this off, I'm talking to someone else. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Here we go. Oh my gosh. Remember Mr. Paul and the frogs? Oh my God.
I don't get it, but okay.
It's just some silly joke from high school.
Yeah. And you know what? The truth here is that I think people with good social skills are usually not going to go too much into their personal experiences as college sophomores when there are other people at the party, or they're going to do it a little and then they're going to translate for you. They're going to say, oh, they were college roommates, or someone on the side is going to tell you.
I agree. I think so. I think people are nice and will try and get you involved.
Yeah. And if you find yourself at parties where people are always talking about their high school or college experiences and you're like in your 30s, maybe that's not the group for you because...
Yeah, if they're not aware, I do think there's a responsibility of people having these conversations. If you are like with all your like college friends and there's like a new person and then you're just going to do that the whole time, I don't think you're very
that's rude.
Know, emotionally
it's just rude.
Intelligent. Like I think you know, it is rude. And so I would hope that if you find that you're constantly in that position with people, then it's kind of like, I don't know, maybe these people aren't that nice in the first place.
I kind of agree with that. It's like, you're not the problem. They are the problem.
Right.
So let's find another group. That's what I loved about living in New York City, Michelle, is, oh my gosh, the vibrant social groups you could have, right? How many people you could meet from all over the world. And these people didn't go to high school together, right? But they're talking about interesting things now, the world, what's going on, their cultures, your culture. It's just vibrant. So make choices about who you're around, I would say.
Right. Exactly. So guys, we gave you a couple of role plays, you know, and this one you said like, I don't get it, but okay. You know, you can make a kind of little joke and then somebody will comment on it. But I think the takeaway is be honest. Don't be afraid to tell someone you want to learn more about jokes, especially about the references. I think people will appreciate it. But you also have to decide sometimes, is it worth it? And do you want to, if you just did it 2 seconds ago, do you want to say again, right? Yeah. But it is okay to say you want to learn more about jokes. And we wanted to give our listener and you guys some ways to talk about it or to evaluate it if it's worth it on this episode.
Yeah, totally. This is an opportunity for connection, but it's not a reflection of your fluency if you don't get the joke. It's just a matter of the content. Maybe you don't have the content. So keep that in mind, guys. Don't make it a big hit to your confidence. You can come out of that party confident depending on how you choose to navigate that situation.
Exactly.
Yep. So good.
Definitely.
I love this. Good topic.
All right. Yes. Great question. All right. Thank you, Asami and Lindsay. I'll talk to you next time.
All right. Talk soon, Michelle. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.